What we do is it's an educational program. We use the youth crew member and the VISTA volunteers and AmeriCorps members go into the homes and do an educational component. That way we stay away from like labor, like a carpenter or so. So we're just going in there and educating people. We can do some wattage demonstrations. In other words, I'll have a watt meter. They can plug an appliance into it, and it'll read back what that consumes. Then I'll work up some calculations to show them what that's costing them per month and per year, and then I'll also show them some ways that they can reduce that. For instance, leaving a coffee maker on all day at 200 watts to warm a basically a vat full of tar at the end of the day might be a waste of energy.
So simple fixes.
Yeah, simple fixes. And then what we leave for them to install themselves are five CFL bulbs, which are they've done a lot of research, and they put out the light of like a 60-watt bulb, but they only take 13 watts. And we also leave a hygrometer for some folks who are interested in changing their heating up or down. Sometimes the humidity is a factor for the mold. And also a refrigerator temperature or a thermometer so that they can keep the thing from 30 to 40 degrees so it doesn't use unusual amounts of electricity. So stuff like that, real easy fixes. We leave them with some like educational materials, books, pamphlets, and sheets.
Okay. And Melissa, you're a familiar face for people here in town, so have you gone to any homes at this point and done any of these readings yet? Or not?
You know, we haven't gotten a chance to get out and do any home audits because we had an energy fair and the numbers were kind of low. So this time we're hoping to reach out and grab the attention of Petersburg and have them come to our fair and have people sign up.
Because this is a free service, so something to take advantage of.
Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, the information that you're going to get is low cost and free ways to conserve energy. I mean, I didn't realize, I guess, how much just plugging something into a power strip would save, like on your computer and those kinds of things. And cell phones and you'll learn about that kind of stuff at the fair. But you can cut $50 to $100 out of your bill if you just kind of are more conscious of how much energy you're using.
Probably unplugging things that you leave plugged during the day, too, huh?
Yes. Right. It's phantom load is what it's called. And we'll go more into detail on that. But basically, for instance, if you have your microwave plugged in and there's that little clock on it, that's pulling energy, and you're paying for that, even when it's just sitting there. So lights, cell phone chargers, I mean, you name it, you'd be surprised. Oh, and one of the things that I'd like to make sure it's known is that families are welcome to come. Don't feel like you can't come up to the energy fair because, you know, you've got your kids with you. You're more than welcome to. And it's good for them to learn, too. And I find that my kids are more bossy now when it comes to, you forgot to turn the light off. And you know, my 3- and 4-year-old turn off power strips. They, you know, it just becomes a routine. So it's really good to educate them. And
just think how much money everyone could save if they got into the routine of, you know, shutting the power strip off when they're getting ready for bed, you know. I think that's a great routine to get into.